let's enter the heavens and clear a little bit and acknowledge. So just closing down our eyes, taking a moment to breathe into our body and just witness and honor ourselves with each breath for being here. Honoring our tenderness, honoring our days, honoring all the feelings of light and dark that we may have. Finding our breath in the space just underneath our ribs, our ahitapu, a sacred union area. And with each breath, asking that space to cleanse and clear. Dropping anything from the day that we may need to. And allowing that space to open. Here we ask that our guardians and light beings protect Cora as it always are, so that anything at all that our group is processing doesn't impact her innocence and her light. And we also acknowledge the beauty and healing that she brings us by being in our presence, and honor the various journeys of motherhood that we've had, those birthed, those lost, those who made it earthside, honoring all of it in this moment. Then finding our breath deeper into that ahitapu today, feeling to go deeper into that sort of solar plexus area, letting our ribs expand, letting our identity expand, letting our self grow. And from that space, I ask permission with all of my body, all of my heart, all of my mind to connect with what needs to be shared today for all of us within all of your body, all of your heart, all of your mind, for the most of our benefit while learning about the second heavens, the second layers of the heavens. As we breathe into that opening and that possibility. E noho waingana ko tangatango. Puri ia mai te mauri te rongo. Nga tikitiki o te rangi tōna noho te apa marikura te api. Turahia ki matariki e ruhu maiana. Kei te tau mata o tipua, karahi mai te maramu, whakatau, nā te kupu, whārake o nehe, te āwhia rongo hia mai e te taia, e mātua te kure whakapiri mai, te āka mātua i whangaihia, nā tū kai whakahaura, nā tū kai whakamaru, āroti atu, ki te kauwairunga, ki te kauwairaro, hei aratakinga, te matora whakaari atu i tamo o te ao marama, e te atamai o te manawahine, ni te atawhai tamatu, tamo ora, whakakohatia atu, te aroha mahaki, nā te hunga vai muri, e pūpuki, whakaora ai, e tīpitu whakaora ai, o te matua manawa whenua, o matua manawa tangata, ti hei muri. She sits within a dense dark, grasping that essence of balance, the highest heavens, her resting place, guided by the feminine element, gazing at the rise of Matariki, the summit of our ancestral pathways, greeting new beginnings. From within, womb descended from origins, the female essence balancing the world, te āwhai rongohia mai e te taia, joined by mātua te kore, The vital origin is sustained by rejuvenating breast, by the protective breast, dependent upon our celestial and terrestrial knowledge to guide our live representation of humanity to the beauty beheld in female. E te atamai o te manawahi me. The nurture of humanity, present gifts of humble love within our following generations, life determination, growth determination for our people, our heart, and our land. We breathe into life. Breath moving into the heart, we ask that all the energies of life that we walk and the heavens and our yearnings and desires for spiritual connection are present and separate in the way that they need to be to receive their own rejuvenation today. And breathing that through our whole body. Sensing if there's any places of denseness in the body, we ask those to release. We ask that the energy of a maturanga tapu, our sacred knowledge, opens up to begin exploring our second heaven. And our terrestrial heaven, our earth heaven, as we breathe down, we mihi and acknowledge Papatūānuku. Itak Tune, as we pass by her, we mihi and acknowledge as always our Nunga Puja. And we mihi and acknowledge our terrestrial, our earth, or our rangi o te pō today. Apa o tini whenua. Apa o tini whenua. This layer of earth that is like a school in a way. So feeling that vibration. Apa o tini whenua. A school of our earth heavens. Sensing and feeling what knowledge wants to be birthed within us. When we feel that vibration. Apa o tini whenua. And we breathe into this rangi o te pō. Haikura maka tūpai pai i ringa ki ngā manukini, ki whiri ki tia marangi. Ki a whatū, ki a whairu, he nōrere i takuraru, no e roa taue. Slowly noticing what you sense around you. Apa o tini whenua. And noticing or a way of learning. It may look in completely different for you, however that may be. It may be a marae or a garden or something presenting in that way. In the name of this Whare Wānanga, this higher school of learning, this sacred place of learning on this heaven, is Pukapuka Te Rangi. Pukapuka Te Rangi. And Pukapuka in Te Reo is a book or reading. Te rangi, the heaven or the sky. So the highest goal of learning, ka whare wānanga on this heaven is Pukapuka Te Rangi. And to me this heaven feels one of acknowledgement of our pathway and our readiness. So perhaps a vibration that we can hold in our, I don't know, some of the words that were shared with me before this with those who aren't here or those who are here is some anxiety or a lot going on. We heard before this survival or tenderness in this time. So we just show up in that to this space, but also call forth our knowing and our dignity and our mana of being able to be the humans that we are and ready to embark on this journey and up onto the river of learning. Recognizing that in this plane, that there is an opening of sorts into deeper into our wānanga. Even though we journeyed with Papatūānuku and Ranginui last week, in some ways, for many of us, they're known to us. We're starting to journey deeper into this Apo Tini Whenua. And noticing or sensing the kaitiaki of this Rangi o Te Pō, this earth heaven, this heaven of the dark. Haumia tiki tiki. Haumia tiki tiki. And sensing or feeling what energy he presents. Trusting your knowing, your visions, your sensing. Feeling his vibration, Haumia tiki tiki. And Haumia tiki tiki is he who fosters and nourishes and guides uncultivated food. So food that grows wild, so wild food. Haumia tiki tiki. How does this masculine type energy present to you? In this Ngārangi o Te Pō, this heaven of the earth. And in this space, as we merge and sense the earth heaven, noticing how your body feels, what it feels. And from this space, ask permission from your bodies, your hearts, your mind, but also calling your tipuna, your ancestors, your guardians, your guides of tira tangata, the humanness of us, to be cleansed and cleared from any piece of us at all that doesn't feel we're worthy to enter into this space, or any piece of all that of us at all that doesn't feel worthy to be learning this knowledge or hearing this knowledge or being who we are in our day-to-day lives, holding space for others. Just witnessing those pieces, we ask that we wrap them up, ship them out, move them on with deep capacity to cleanse and clear. We ask that on this particular learning heaven of Te Rangi o Te Pō, that ourselves and our essence open up to learning in a new way that we need to at this particular point in our lives. And it may change at other points in our lives, but at this time we ask that any perception we have about how we learn or how knowledge comes to us is shifted, wrapped up, shipped out, moved on, transferred to wisdom. Any anxieties or uncertainties we have about who we need to present as or the different roles we play, how we need to be in them, we ask that those cleanse and clear, especially as we prepare to enter into Ngārangi o Te Ao or higher heavens in the coming weeks. We ask that we are lightened, we're completely lightened of some of the things that we've already processed. So we ask, and I'll just follow the words that are coming through to me. So we ask that the energy of jealousy of others, the energy of thinking we're not doing enough, the thoughts of we're not confident enough, the thoughts that the things we say aren't valuable to others, we ask that we recognize that our words truly hold power and energy and upliftment for others and really do bounce off each other. So we ask anywhere where we hold ourselves back that we truly do want to be seen and we truly do want to be shine, that we can clear as much of that today in these heavens. And we ask for those words and thoughts and feelings and wider energies come through to do so. We especially ask that that's cleared in Te Matanui, the field where people's thoughts and perceptions sit. We clear those fully, wrapping them up, shipping them out, moving them on. Whakawātia, 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 whakawātia o te tahatane me te tahawahine. Cleansing and clearing the feminine side and the masculine side. Taking some deep breaths in, breathing in through the nose and releasing out through the mouth. Everything that needs to. We ask that the heart's cleared of any doubts of what she yearns for and what she wants. And we ask from Homia Tikitiki, we ask for some of his wildness and play, the uncultivation energy, and our movements, knowing we're safe and held in all we be. Breathing into that, just noticing if there's anything at all that needs to be said, sensed, or received. Honoring the parts of us that showed up to receive in this upper, this layer up, or Tini Whenua, the earth heaven. Just breathing into your whole body, sensing and feeling it clear. And I ask you to sense in front of you a manikura, a celestial goddess coming down from Ngārangi Hotel to transport you towards our celestial heaven today. And her name is Apa Puhi Kura. Apa Puhi Kura. The level of the feather school from thinking when I'm reading this. So sensing her energy of flight and feathers. Apa Puhi Kura. And really feeling how she wants to connect with you, and maybe forehead to forehead, and maybe belly to belly, and maybe hand to hand, how she wants to transport you, sensing that. Knowing that she has the tohu, the signs, the signals, the codes to guide us as we move towards Ngārangi o te ao rua, a second celestial heaven. Rangi Tāmuku, Rangi Tāmuku. And as we feel Rangi Tāmuku, slowly sensing the energy of transition of moving from the earth, although some of us may not, it's completely fine. Whatever you see, wherever you go, is fine. And starting to take more note of this marikura, this feminine celestial being with you. Apa Puhi Kura. Apa Puhi Kura. Noticing how she moves, what she presents, what she wants to show you today, just asking her, what would you like to share with me today? And as you do that, I ask permission as we start to connect into the heavens to clear anything from our throats that need to be cleared, clear anything from our eyes that haven't been cried, that we may not need to cry so much, but need to be acknowledged. We acknowledge them through energy in this space. We also acknowledge those who aren't here, who may have the same things. It's all of us that are in this one, and we're acknowledging all of us. We acknowledge any shifts in our essence and being that we can clear with Rangi Tāmuku and Apa Puhi Kura. Apa Puhi Kura. Thank you. slowly noticing to her side a Whatukura, a male celestial being, Apa Puhirangi. I'm feeling that energy as he's coming through to me. He feels lighter than I was feeling before. And so if it feels safe for you, we ask him to cleanse and clear our central pillar, our pathway. We ask that any kehua kohatu that are blocking us from transitioning further into the heavens, that's done. And I'm really feeling this energy of his deep pride that we've made it here. So we ask that he keeps this heaven really safe for us alongside Amarekura Apa Puhikura, that Apa Puhirangi, our Whatukura, our masculine being, also keeps us safe. And we ask him to keep our pathway open for us. We're in week 2, we have 12 of these weeks. We ask that the second heaven is cleansed and clear. We ask that any of our tipuna that need to be cleared from this heaven or on this heaven or have issues with this heaven, that those are cleared and cleansed and cleared, wrapping them up, shipping them out, moving them on. We ask that any learning that was stopped or blocked or not allowed to flow in this heaven that is to flow to us, that it can be opened for us now. We ask that our possibilities of learning in that way opens in our bodies to receive whatever those may be. And the highest school of learning on this Narangi o te ao, the celestial heaven, is called Whare Kura, so the house of school, the Whare Wānanga. So it is really about learning, and when I tapped into Whare Kura alongside this heaven, I really felt an energy of readiness to learn. So for us as learners in this space, opening, we ask to open up to another level of being ready to learn. But for us as practitioners, we recognize that when we're guided to this heaven, as we're practicing on bodies, just having a curiosity about what they may be ready to learn. We acknowledge both those parts and those roles that we play of our own healing, but also opening the pathway up for those who may need this heaven. And we feel our energy, as far as our energy can expand in this heaven, allowing it to grow as much as we can, ko te taha nui, ko te taha roa, as wide and as deep as we can within the heaven, knowing that Apa Puhikura and Apa Puhirangi are keeping us safe. Just letting our Mare Kura and Whatu Kura, our celestial goddess and our celestial male being, God, keep us guard. And if it feels safe to you, they are asking permission to clear for us. So I don't quite have words for that vibration that they are sharing. But if you feel okay with that, feel safe to me, it's a sense of clearing out any really, really old trauma that we don't need to carry around our mind. Yeah, so, okay, thank you. So we ask for any mind kihua, any little spiders in our minds that are looping on trauma, to cleanse and clear, wrapping them up, shipping them out, moving on, them on. We ask that any thoughts or feelings or little kehua worm things around thinking we're not good enough, that those cleanse and clear. And we really ask our energy bodies to feel the expansion into the light, and knowing that we just exude a level of humbleness now that is a part of us, so we can practice being more confident, even though it sometimes feels edgy to us. So we ask that they clear that edge, so we've got a bit more of an edge to walk on. We're not walking on such a thin tightrope. We ask that, at least within this heaven, that our edges are wider so that we can be in the heaven safely. ko te tānui, ko te taroa ki tau paupau tā kiritoa, he kā po whai ure, he kā po whai atu ka pā, ki te rangi toropa, ki te whenua, he hoamata, he hoara, he pūti te ki te rauru, ki te whatatai ora, ke reko te iho, he mātua tō te taurake, he taurehi po he ringa tui te mārangi e te tātere, he oko mairangi nā e. And we ask that the energies of Tāwhirirangi, Apo Pohi Tau, Apo Maiorangi, and Rarohinga connect with us. So these are the Ngārangi o Te Ao for week 12 that we haven't received yet, but I was feeling we really needed to connect them in a safety as we anchor in. So we're asking that the higher heavens, the highest Te Toi Maorangi, the highest points in the heavens, are beginning to anchor in with us and learn us as we move through the heavens, so that as we open our vibrational force, they're learning us too. We won't come as a surprise. Beautiful, thank you so much. We ask that the light that they hold for us and with us continues to guide us and teach us and move with us. So when we're hearing knowledge, Tāwhirirangi, Api Pohutai, Apo Maiorangi, Rarohinga. Rongo mai, Whakatika, Pū Kakau. Feeling that connection between the 12th heaven and the 2nd heaven and our 1st heavens, which we've already opened and walked with for a week. Really feeling those beginning to anchor through our body, through our potoko manawa, and noticing how your energy is sitting and where the heavens sit for you, if they're in your body, outside of your body, if you're in your body and outside of your body, and how the texture of our beautiful guardians is for us. So just ask Apa Pohokura and Apa Pohurangi to keep clearing for us. I'm going to read all the names again to just sense if there's anything at all that needs to come through to you. This is a time where I'm asking for us to simply receive, but also trusting that Apa Pohokura and Apa Pohurangi will leave naturally when it's time for them to be. And as we close towards the end, yeah, beautiful. So, Ngārangi o Te Ao, the heaven of the 2nd heaven of the light, Rangi Tāmoku, the female celestial being, our Marekura, Apa Puhikura, our male celestial being, Whatakura, Apa Puhirangi, and our Whare Wānanga, where we learn, Whare Kura. And acknowledge you all, and our Ngārangi o Te Pō, our earth beings or our terrestrial beings, Apa o Tini Whenua, our Kaitiaki, Hāmia Tikitiki, our Whare Wānanga, Pukapuka Te Rangi. I'm feeling our breath between our terrestrial and celestial, Ngārangi o Te Ao, Tārangi o Te Pō, feeling that we're in both of those somehow, breathing between both. And I ask that anything at all, any oko, any baskets of knowledge or thought or feeling that needs to come through to you now can come. E noho wāinganui, hoatangatangi, huria mai te mauri, te rongo, ngā tikitiki, ōrangi, tōna noho, te apa marikura, te awhi, turahia ki te matariki, o rehio mai ana. Kei te taumata o tīpua, ka rehi mai te marama whakatau, ngā tukupu whakihiki e noho. Te uhu wai rongotia, mai e te taina, mai e te taina. just as that healing can happen on the cellular levels between the heavens, I'll leave us a little bit of silence while that happens. I'm feeling that one breath, but also beginning to sense the body in between there, breathing into the Ahitapu, into the sacred fires, into the sacred life force we call forth from these spaces, whether these heavens have been visited before or not, our Modi, our life force, our Wairua, our spirit force, our Ahi, our sacred fires. Calling them all back into the body. Breathing in through the nose. And releasing out through the mouth. And breathing in the energy of Hapatūānuku, of the earth plane. And breathing in the energy of Ranginui, of the sky. And then breathing in the energy of our body. And while we're connected to our bodies, but still connected to the heavens, we send out an energy and a wave of healing and love to all those who couldn't make the call, but are in our wananga. And slowly wriggling our fingers and toes and just beginning to turn back to the body. Ko ai o te kahanga te ao nana, te ao ngā me kato. Ko Ranginui kei runga, ko Papatūānuku kei raro, kei ira tangata kei Wanginui. Oh, mai te ao te ao marama. May we call in more and more light into our life experience. Taking some breaths, wriggling your fingers and toes, letting yourselves land.